customers, tax professionals, fiscal eyes, and the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, your net tax and annual tax have resolved over $1 billion in tax and fines. Call now for a free consultation. Call 800-634-7844. 800-634-7844. 800-634-7844.
No, no, I don't. I used to play checkers a long time ago, but I played that in a while. You good at chess?
This game be cheating, man. I mean, I just got cheated. I put the man in check. Come up, I resign, and he ain't moved out of check.
That's crazy.
Tell me about it. Tell me about that one.
Said the game was cheating.
Man, it cheated me, man. How do I resign? He in check, he ain't moved, and then to come up, I resign. It's crazy.
It is crazy. These games are designed so that you don't win, you know. At least try to make it hard for you to win.
That one really got me right there. I put him in check. He ain't moved. And then come up, I resign and I lose.
Crazy. She's gonna make you put the game down for a while.
Man, you know, that's my feelings exactly.
Rick.
That's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it really is. It is a beautiful day, yeah.
lined up service with my insurance.
Okay.
Erica say, oh, you can use our service.
Okay.
And shoot, man, I'm so glad I did this. I don't know
what that. That's what's up.
Oh, man, this is... Y'all made my day, man.
I'm glad to hear that, man.
I'm going to tell you the truth. This service made my day.
Glad to hear that. That's good, man. Yep. Appreciate that.
I mean,
thank you.
You know, I mean, it was really, really put a spark in my day.
That's good, man. That's good. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. You know, exactly what we were trying to do. Speaks a lot, so.
And then I just
that.
So happened to be the first.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh man, that was cool, man.
Yes.
I need this up and to see if some brothers doing this, man. You know, I mean, you know,
yeah.
That elates me even more. You know?
Yes. Yep.
You know. I mean, you know, I come back from the era when the Black Panthers. You know, when I was coming up, that was the stuff that my big brothers was feeding into my head. You know what I'm saying? That black unity, man. You know what I mean? This is really exhilarating, man. I mean,
thank you. Appreciate that. That speaks a lot, man. It speaks a lot.
Yeah, man. I had a good... First time I ever really talked to a therapist, you know?
Okay.
You know, my daughter was telling me, Daddy, you need to talk to a therapist, guys. You got so much on your head, you need to get it off. Plus the way things ain't going good with you right now, you need... So I called her last week and told her that I need to talk to a therapist.
Mm.
She real cool. Have you met her?
Who?
Erica?
No.
Yeah.
The name sounds familiar, but
she's... Today was the first time I met her.
Mm.
And like I told her, I say, you just as I imagine you to be, you know, because her spirit is so, it's uplifting, you know.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it's real too. You know what I mean?
You could tell.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's...
That speaks volumes. That makes a difference. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yep. Because you need that sometimes. You don't realize you need it. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I knew I needed something. I mean, you know, I mean, I pray. And I know God ain't gonna never just leave me hanging. He don't move when you want him to move, but.
Right.
You know, it'd be different other things that transpired that can uplift you to put you back on frame of mind that you need to be in.
To be,
you
know? Yep, that's true.
So, yeah. Yep.
That's true. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't realize it because you just go through emotions of life. And don't even think about it, don't really analyze it from that perspective because your mind is so focused and clouded on so many different things, it's hard to see past that, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I always had the outlook to look for good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
That's just like, I used to work in Cook County Jail, you know?
Okay.
And you know, I worked in maximum security. I mean, with everybody who was on the front page, they crimes. I knew personally, you know.
Okay.
And my mother would always tell me, you know, I got this much. She said, it's good in everybody.
Yep.
She say, they might have a bad stuff that they do or whatever, but it's good in everybody. She say if you just can find the good in them, you won't have no problem with none of them.
Right, that's true.
And you know, I worked out there for 7 years, and I never had to put my hand on one of them guys. And you know, I worked where they was putting their hands on.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, a lot of my fellow officers, you know, they, you know, that's what they did, you know, but I never had no problems with none of them, you know.
That's good.
So.
That's real good, yeah.
That's why I be looking for a change coming in these young kids, because the good need to be pulled up.
Yes, yep.
I mean, everybody be having bad breaks and setbacks, but they don't know how to deal with it.
And, exactly.
And, you know, they ain't had nobody to show them that it's another way to deal with this stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Yep. So, exactly what you're saying. I've been saying that these kids and teenagers now don't have coping skills. They were never taught how to cope with situations, you know?
Yeah.
And it's evident because it's the way they act, that they were never taught how to cope with different things.
Yeah. But you know one thing that's overlooked?
What's that?
Is that it's a small percentage of those that's like that.
True. It's true.
Because the majority are some good guys.
Yeah, they're very true.
And that's not expounded on in the news and, you know, on set with the frame line of how people think about these kids out here.
Right.
You know, that's what needs to be changed. And if that could be shown and people can really see that it ain't many way they make it out to be.
Right. That's so true. That's so true.
You know, but the influence that they have on society and different spurts that other ones will do because they see that, that's what makes it like all of them ain't shit.
Yep.
And that ain't right.
That's true.
That ain't right, man.
Stuff.
You know, cause shoot, I run into a whole lot of young guys out here. They respectful.
Yep.
They mannerable. And they ain't with all that violence.
Yes, very true. In driving around, I do lift every some. And I've actually picked up some, surprisingly enough, as well, that, you know, you sent basically this to your point. Then the manual, you know, respectful and everything else. You tell them not on anything. Probably just need a little guidance, but outside of that, you can tell they're not about what, you know, some of these other ones are that everybody's always hearing about, you know?
And them the only ones you hear about.
Exactly.
You don't hear about all them young guys getting scholarships.
No.
And very good students and
yep.
In all these schools and stuff like that.
That's
you don't
true.
Hear nothing about none of them.
No, not done. Ever. Very true.
I mean, they done threw this weed out here the way they threw drugs out,
yep.
out there when we was coming up.
Right.
And you know, it's got a prominent effect on the masses.
Right.
But you know, that's up and down the whole board now.
Yep, that's true.
You know, God, shoot, I remember back in the 70s and the 80s up until the 90s, you know, like doing cocaine was something that was cool.
Right.
You right. know?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, me and my wife were just talking about that. Yep, that's true.
Has this facade that these junkies throw out here
yep.
and distract you from reality on how it really is, not how they say it is.
Right.
The So if they stepped up, and if they treat people different than others,
mm-hmm.
if it was an even plane,
right? That's true.
That's just like, I mean, I'll be empathetic, you know, and all that kind of stuff with the help that they do for, like all that cash that they poured in Ukraine over there,
yep.
in that war.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you got people out here that
yep.
they just not getting the mental health thing back
right.
where they
exactly.
cornering the craziness out here.
Right.
But as far as educational and skill training
yep.
and stuff like that, it's a whole lot of things that could thwart a whole lot of this stuff going out here.
Yep. Exactly.
And it ain't like they ain't got the money. If they got billions they throwing into Ukraine,
yep.
Where is it? And people over here it's people over here ain't got nothing to eat.
Nope, only place to stay. Yep.
You know?
Yep. So true.
Yep. And it's supposed to be the richest country in the world.
Yep. So true, man. But they try not to highlight those points.
Oh man. And then you think about all these multi-million and billionaire hunkies that through the years, family got all this money, got it on free labor
yep.
from the slaves.
Yep. Sure did.
Shoot.
Still would do it if they could.
And they doing it. They got them penitentiaries hooked up right now like
right.
that.
Yeah. So they could basically corral them all in, and just let them throw in heat and let them stay there, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So true.
Just back like in the 90s, niggas giving the people all that time for a bag of crack. 3-4 bags of crack, they give you 40 years. What kind of stuff is that, man? And then in the same courtroom, you get a white boy with 3 ounces of cocaine and he get probation.
Disparity, yep. And you know, they're supposed to be making all these changes, but they still haven't said what the changes are going to be or how they're going to go about making them either, you know.
Shoot, this would be a lot of talk.
Yeah, it does. Yep, exactly what it is.
Come out and be talk. And then the ones that can really push you, they bring their bonds and they don't say nothing.
No, because they want to keep their money going. Sad where the state of people, our people are, and other people are as well, you know, in terms of just not caring about anything, really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, when people don't care, that's when it has the most effect on the people around them or situations, because it's like whatever goes, you know.
Right. Yes, the people be affected on other people's ignorance.
Exactly. Exactly. Situations they have nothing to do with whatsoever.
People threw on a boat that they ain't got nothing to do with it. Right. Put in that boat, and they ain't got nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's so true.
Very true.
People be in position to assist others, mm-hmm. and say fucking shit, they need to get their own.
Right.
Even exactly. though they ain't got an idea exactly. how to get it, all you gotta do is
ask.
Just alert. Like how yeah. the saying say. Don't give them no fish. Teach them how to fish.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. Then you know how to pull in 10, 15, 20 fish, and you don't want to share your knowledge with this person right here. And they need a fish to eat.
Right. That's true. That's so true. Focusing their phones and not really focus around the things around them that actually can really affect them one way or another. You know? And it's just sort of crazy to see, you know, because it's going to be some simple changes if they just take the time to actually want to make the change and change the mindset they have. And want to make those changes to be better, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So true. But lots of people want to do that because then they would have to. They can't or not. It would take them out of the element of just being and doing the way whatever they how they want to do things. And actually hold them to a set of standards, you know, that they would need to hold themselves to anybody around them to try to do the right things, you know.
You wrapped that up pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm just from seeing so much on the driving around every day and just seeing people and
an eye full all day long.
Huh? All day long, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some stuff that you would never want to see, but you get put into a situation where you're just there and you see it and it's just like, it gives you a whole different perspective, you know?
It's like, what can I do to help change this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That's true.
But like you say, stars within first.
Exactly.
You gotta get that right positive mindset.
Exactly.
And like you say, yep. Keep God in it.
Yep.
Take you out of it.
Yep.
And then some difference can happen. You know, you can turn right here.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Right back around.
Okay.
What's your name here? Lawrence, right?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
You can actually, on the app, I think you should, you have the app, right?
I didn't download it yet.
Okay, gotcha.
What's the name of the app?
Trekit.
Okay.
Trekit.
Yep. Okay. Let me get my synopsis on y'all service, huh?
I appreciate it. Not only that, is a thing on there where you can actually choose your favorite driver or whatever. So therefore, like whenever you book a ride, if I'm around or available, whatever,
okay,
then you can choose me as your driver.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hill.
I appreciate
no
it, man.
No problem, man. Thank you. Have a good night. Oh, let me let you.
Yep, I appreciate it, man. I'm good.
All right, take care now.
Yep.
Oh, I need you to sign. I'm sorry, I forgot. About to run out of here.
Right.
I'm still learning myself on this. Okay. Yep. Okay. Hey, trip. What are we doing? Okay, come on, stop it now.